We continue from the fairgrounds and pleased to be joined by Maria Hayden, spokesperson with the Minnesota State Fair. Maria, good to visit with you and thanks for joining us. And I understand Thursday and Friday attendance records have been set.
Yeah, so opening day, Thursday, August 22nd, we set our attendance record for opening day. We beat the following record by about 3,000 people. So it's exciting to see people are excited to be out here, especially on opening day and our opening weekend. And the fun kind of just continued into Friday. We've been fortunate to have some pretty good weather the first couple days, which in an outdoor event, that's very important to who shows up. And so we, you know, hope that continues and we hope people continue to have a good time out here for the rest of the fair.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun. I've been sitting in this spot for a lot of years on Saturdays and Sundays, and today is another big day. Now, I can't predict the record, but another big day. It was very busy this morning, and there's some new attractions every year at the fair, and that's what makes it great. And I've told my kids about this for a long time, because I first came to the state fair when I was 4 or 5 years old. That's my first memory of the fairground. And the grandstand's still there and the horticulture building and the giant slide. But there's been new things around that. And that's what I think makes the fair unique, the old and the new. And there's some really cool new things. And that's a big thing the state fair tries to do, is keep new stuff every year.
Exactly, yeah. We want to make sure there's a reason for you to come back year after year. So we know there are a lot of traditions that people love, and that's one of the great parts of the fair, is you get to come back year after year, and, you know, things that were around when you were a kid are still here now. So we continue to cherish those traditions and just kind of trying to build upon them, and every year introduce just a couple new things to keep people interested and continue the growth of the fair and continue over time. So one of the new things this year is in 2019, we built our North End Event Center up on the north end of the fairgrounds. And every year since, we've had a rotating exhibit in that building up there. So it's a really nice, beautiful exhibit hall, air conditioned, which is good on hot weekends like this. But this year, we have Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. It's a traveling exhibit. It's educational. It's about our furry friends. So you get to go inside the minds of cats and dogs, learn a little bit about how they move, how they think, how they behave. So we like to introduce things like that just to give people something to look forward to, something new to check out. They can do their traditions, get their favorite fair foods, but then also be able to experience and learn something new every year.
And Maria, you have to admit, in your business as a spokesperson, nothing moves the meter like the new foods and beverages.
Yes.
I mean, the amount of media attention leading up to the fair and then at the start of the fair is incredible. And one of the things, my daughter, who was with me this morning, we made a beeline to the deep-fried ranch dressing, and the line already was insane.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. New foods is just something, I mean, obviously, food is a big part of the fair.
Yeah.
We know that's what, you know, a lot of people look forward to, revisiting favorites or trying new things. Like, the deep fried ranch has certainly got a lot of buzz, even on a national level we've seen. So it's always exciting every year to kind of see what people grasp onto and what kind of becomes a new fair tradition for people. So the last couple of years, we've had some really great hits with people that have continued, they've continued to come back and love, like the pickle pizza from Rick's Pizza north, and the Peachy's Donuts, the Amish donuts that were introduced last year, really saw great success. So sounds like Deep Fried Ranch is kind of headed in that same direction this year. And we always love to see how our vendors can continue to innovate, whether they're new vendors coming in, providing a brand new offering to the fair, or if they're existing vendors like Lulu's creating new products that'll keep guests engaged and give them something new to try out and be excited about every year.
Well, in your job, that's got to be a lot of fun, because that story in itself, the new foods, I mean, that's kind of like, yes, the fair is coming up, here they are, the papers do, TV, radio, everybody gets involved and throwing their opinions out. So in your work, that it's got to be a huge moment.
Absolutely. New Foods is by far our biggest announcement of the year. We spend months preparing for it, and I know the vendors spend even longer. I mean, I'm sure some of them are thinking about what they want to try to submit next year. So it really is a year-round effort to get ready for these 12 days and make sure the nearly 2 million people that visit us every year have something to look forward to, have something to be excited about, and have something to enjoy when they're here at the fair.
And that's one of the things we talked about when we sampled the deep fried ranch dressing. And like I say, it was pretty good. I was very surprised. But the vendors have to be prepared if it's a hit or if people are like, yeah. You know, and mm-hmm. I suppose you warn them about that not everything is going to be Sweet Martha's cookie jar, for instance.
Yeah, well, I think we do a good job of trying to kind of, especially with new vendors,
sure.
introduce
Absolutely.
Them at a scale that's consumable for their operation. So have them have a couple core offerings and then see how their first year goes and continue to build on their operation. So it's like Sweet Martha's didn't debut with three locations at the fair sure. or with, you know, a big permanent stand. She debuted with a little trailer here on the fairgrounds just selling cookies. So it's really year after year, and that's the great thing about the fair being an annual event is you have all that time to prepare for the following year and just see how you can continue to grow and improve your operation both for the fair and for all of our vendors out here. So we hope to improve year after year for all our fair guests.
Yeah, it is really cool, and people ask me about it, and I say, you know, I remember the Prono Pups as a kid and the Tonto Mini Donuts yep. on the other side of Ye Olde Mill, and those are two standbys for me. So there's the old standbys and the new stuff, and that's what makes the fair fun. The grandstand's another big part of it. The grandstand in the heart of the fairgrounds, a lot of legendary acts. Well, let's talk about the acts coming up at the grandstand. Are tickets available for some of these shows?
Yes, we do have tickets available for quite a few shows. So if people are interested in seeing a show at the historic grandstand building this year, our full lineup, all our ticket information is either available on the grounds if you're just walking around enjoying your fair day. You can stop by the Grandstand Plaza and check out what shows are on sale. But we've got some really exciting shows coming up. We've got Blake Shelton tomorrow night. We've got John Party coming later this week. We've got Motley Crue. We've got Kids Bop on Labor Day if you're looking for something to do with the kids. So it's a really great, diverse lineup. We had Latin music with Becky G at the fair opening day, Chance the Rapper last night. So there's something for everyone to enjoy, and outdoor concert season is just the best. So even if you just want to enjoy a beer and enjoy some live music, it's really a phenomenal experience to be able to see a show there.
Maria Hayden joining us, spokesperson with the Minnesota State Fair, good enough to join us here on the first Saturday of the fair. I think one of the more underrated grandstand shows is the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
The talent show finalists. It's these people are so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a great show people can take in at the grandstand.
Yeah, the amateur talent contest finals are always kind of a highlight of the grandstand series every year. It's always the second Sunday night, and it's at 7:30 p.m., and it's free, which is great. And it's not just all singers or all dancers. It's really a wide variety of talent. I mean, we have people of all ages being able to show off their skills in a venue where, you know, legends get to perform. So it's a great experience for the competitors and also, you know, for the fair guests. If that's maybe something you're curious about, it's completely free. You can go in and support some really, you know, great local talent and see kind of a wide variety of acts. I know last year we had an opera singer take the cake. The year before we had a piano player. So it's always kind of a different lineup every year of what to expect, and there's always something exciting and always something new to see. So that is definitely one I recommend for people to check out if they're just, you know, looking for a great grandstand experience and want to be able to see it for free. So
yeah, fun show for sure. Finally, about getting to the fair, and that's changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Transit's still a big part of it, and it's a great way to get to the fair. There's no doubt about it. There are parking options around the fairgrounds, etc., but public transit, really the way to go.
Absolutely. I mean, every time when I talk to people and they know I work at the fair, they say, what are your tips? What are your, you know, secrets for coming to the fair? And I always tell them, please take the bus. That is going to make your experience that much smoother. We have more than 30 different free park and ride locations a short distance from the fairgrounds. So you're able to park there, ride to the fair for free, not have to worry about waiting for a parking spot, paying for parking. And then we also have some express bus locations. So maybe if you're coming out from the suburbs and you want a quick trip to the fair for a low price, it's about $5 or $6 round trip from our different transit partner providers, and makes it a really efficient way to get to the fair and helps you have to or it helps you avoid having to, you know, have to pay for parking or wait for parking or find parking. It's something that I encourage everyone to do and plan ahead in that way when they're planning their fair day.
Yeah, in all my visits to the fair to work here at CCO Radio, I have a bit of anxiety about it. Am I going to get into the lot in time to, you know, so avoid the anxiety and take transit. And people can find that out at the State Fair website. And once again, if they're not familiar, what's the website? All the info is there.
Yep, mnstatefair.org. It's a great place to see all of the information about the fair. We've also got a brand new app this year called the Official Minnesota State Fair App. That's a super simple, intuitive platform. You can just kind of click to get to a lot of the quick information you need. So free to download, Apple App Store and Google Play Store if people are looking for a mobile way to plan their fair visit as well.
And a very well done app, by the way. Maria, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us here at the State Fair.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve, for having me.
Yeah, Maria Hayden, the State Fair spokesperson, joining us.